Next Thursday marks the 50th anniversary of a tragic day in the civil rights movement. On February 8, 1968, South Carolina Highway Patrol officers opened fire on a crowd of unarmed black students during a demonstration on the campus of South Carolina State University in Orangeburg. The police gunfire killed two SC State students and a 17-year-old high school student. More than two dozen others were injured. Nine officers were tried on charges of using excessive force against the demonstrators. All nine were acquitted. The story of the Orangeburg Massacre, as it came to be known, is told in a new documentary film by award-winning producer and local television journalist Steve Crump. He joins me now. Welcome.
Thanks for having me.
Why did you want to examine this part of civil rights history?
I think it's a part of history that so many people don't know about. You have this whole scenario that plays out roughly 2 hours from Charlotte, and in many circles, it's just not talked about. It's just unheard of.
Talk some about the details of what actually happened on that night in 1968 in Orangeburg. What made this event horrific?
Well, you talk about February 8th, and that was the night, to use the phrase, that all hell broke loose. But go back 2 days before, which many regards happened to be the tipping point when these students wanted to integrate the All-Star Bowling Lanes. And that was when things really kind of went awry, because there was a crowd of students in the parking lot. A window gets broken. You know, everything's scattered. The police come in. There were a number of students that were beaten. There was an order where there were upwards of 200 highway patrolmen there. There happened to be, by some estimates, close to 1,000 National Guard troops there. You look at downtown Orangeburg, you had military tanks there. You had folks there in their green military uniforms and rifles and bayonets on the top. And some of the people that we interviewed for the project basically said, hey, you know, we were living under what could be determined, at least for our appearance sakes, martial law.
You talked with some who were in that crowd?
Talked to several people in that crowd going back to the bowling alley. There was a student that we talked with. Her name was Emma McCain. There were witnesses that saw this happen, and she talks about it very vividly, being held by not one but two police officers there while another one clubbed her across the head.
I know on each side there were officers, and I was being beaten. When you're beaten, I don't guess you can recall the total picture, but it was very, very traumatic for me. It's like they were trying to teach me a lesson for being there.
I mean, there were those kinds of acts of brutality that were carried out in 1968 in Orangeburg, South Carolina. But, you know, as it relates to the escalation in itself, the students were confined to campus by the police. They were not allowed, per se, to leave the campus. And there's no getting around this part of the story. There was a bonfire that happens near the campus, and there was kind of, I guess, you know, the police on one side and the students on the other. And there was an abandoned house, and some people had taken some wooden planks and, I guess, you know, stair banisters and the like to fuel this fire. And someone hurled something from the fire, which ended up hitting a local police officer in the face. And that was what escalated the tensions.
In the weeks and months, I guess, following the Orangeburg incident, response among African Americans, I'm wondering, was there a unity of response to that, a unified abhorrence of it, or were there different interpretations of it, or how African Americans should respond to it?
There are several things, Mark, that happened, and that is the school shut down for 2 weeks, which perhaps may have been a wise thing, because maybe that time served as a cooling off period. I talked to students that they were shell shocked, and you talk about 50 years later, the wounds are still fresh, even in as much as the role of responsibility by the state of South Carolina, which really has not come to surface. There's been no restitution made to these families that lost loved ones or those that were injured. There was an apology that was just a statement that was issued by a former governor, Mark Sanford. In our piece, we interviewed Governor Jim Hodges, who calls for another investigation. Even though it's been 50 years ago and people are saying, oh, why are you bringing this back up now? there are still people that are grieving and that still feel violated from something that happened a half century ago.
Television journalist and film producer Steve Crump, the new documentary is titled Orangeburg 50 Years Later. Steve, thanks for talking with us.
Mark, thanks for having me.